Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, December 5th. Ontario educational support workers have voted 73% in favor of accepting a tentative agreement with the provincial government. Ontario School Board Council of Unions Grey Bruce regional lead, Chris Juniper.
We locked in at a low increase, so with this new deal, we were able to get our pay raise up to $1 an hour. For each of the 4 years for all members.
A two-day walkout was held last month by members of CUPE, which represents 55,000 ECEs, EAs, and other educational support staff. The provincial government had also imposed legislation making it illegal for them to strike, but later repealed it. Owen Sound Police Constable Corey Fernando has been recognized with a Queen's Jubilee commemorative coin for donating a portion of her liver to a co-worker. A short ceremony was held this past weekend where MP Alex Ruff presented Fernando with the coin. Dozens of Platinum Jubilee coin recipients were nominated this year by their communities for their outstanding contributions. Early this year, Fernando donated part of her liver to Special Constable Jason Helm, who suffers from cystic fibrosis and was experiencing life-threatening liver failure as a result. Both Fernando and Helm recovered well from the surgery, and both have returned to work and their regular lives. Hanover police are investigating a disturbance at a convenience store where a man was reportedly attacked by another man armed with a hammer. Police Chief Chris Knoll says on Twitter, both the victim and the suspect were known to each other. A 28-year-old man of no fixed address faces 7 charges, including aggravated assault. Police say the victim received a fractured skull. Saugeen Shores police have charged 2 people after a road rage-related assault incident. On Friday, at about 7 in the morning, officers were dispatched to a report of an assault in the 200 block of Bricker Street. Police say they were told a road rage incident had turned physical and was eventually broken up by a witness. They say 2 people involved in the incident were arrested later that day. A 62-year-old man from Port Elgin has been charged with assault, and a 28-year-old Port Elgin woman has been charged with mischief under $5,000. Saugeen Ojibwe Nation youth programs are receiving a $75,000 donation from Bruce Power's supplier partners. Its supplier sponsorship program is donating $50,000 to support the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation Youth Leaders in Training program and giving $25,000 to Bears Lair TV Youth Dream Camps. The training program helps those between the ages of 14 and 25 develop leadership skills like self-confidence, effective communication, creative planning, and how to facilitate workshops and events. It also invites participants to embrace traditional Indigenous knowledge and culture while encouraging engagement in activities and excursions. The Bears Lair Camp gives those aged 12 to 18 the chance to explore small business and entrepreneurship. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 243 points to 20,242. The Dow Jones is down 482 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.59 U.S. cents, down 66 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $77.38, down $2.60 a barrel. In sports, in World Cup soccer, Brazil downed South Korea 4-1. Earlier today, a 1-1 score, but Croatia got by Japan on penalty kicks. In Monday Night Football, the New Orleans Saints visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kickoff time is 8:15. In the NBA, 8 games tonight, including the Boston Celtics at Toronto to meet the Raptors. Tip-off time is 7:30. In the NHL, 6 games tonight, including an all-Canadian matchup in Vancouver as the Canucks host the Montreal Canadiens. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be at Dallas tomorrow to meet the Stars. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.